I like to say that as a yoga therapist, I really work on external balance for fall prevention, for fracture prevention. And as a functional health coach, I run functional labs to help ladies work to achieve internal balance that supports bone building and not bone dissolving.
Welcome to Stronger Bones Lifestyle Podcast. I am Debbie Robinson, your host and guide on your Stronger Bones Lifestyle journey.
Hi, I'm Debbie Robinson, and today on the Stronger Bones Lifestyle Podcast, I would like to discuss functional labs and their role in looking at root causes of osteoporosis. I am a certified yoga therapist and a certified functional health coach. And with ladies with osteoporosis or osteopenia, I run functional labs to look at their potential root causes of bone loss, to look at an individualized, customized, deeper look inside of their body as to why are they losing bone in the first place. Osteoporosis is a biochemical metabolic process. It is a lifestyle disease. And although aging brings on some muscle and bone degeneration, it does not have to be at the rate of osteoporosis or even the accelerated rate when you start to get into even more bone density loss or bone quality loss. The reason why you have osteoporosis in the first place is the answer is found when you look at the function. You look at what's happening inside your lifestyle or inside your body. And the way we do this is by running functional labs. So I'd like to explain what functional labs I find to be the most effective when it comes to bone health. I've ran labs for years on ladies with osteoporosis, and I find a certain higher percentage of probability of certain things in different labs that I'd run, and I want to explain what those labs are and where I really see that the ladies with osteoporosis, what are some of the factors that I see popping up more often in women that have osteoporosis. So first of all, there are two things we can do to build stronger bones. One of them is the mechanical daily stimulation. We have to create the appropriate stress in our bones in order for them to remodel. We have to be pulling and pushing on them every day with more stress so the muscles stay strong and the bones stay strong. So that is one thing we need to make sure we do. The other thing is we need the building blocks of bone tissue. You need the protein, the amino acids, vitamins, and the minerals. And you need to make sure that they get to your bones. So it's not just about taking supplements or eating foods rich in these substances, because many cases of the women that I work with that come to me, they're on 20 supplements or they have a pretty good diet. Usually they have some of the major foods that we need to avoid when we have bone health. Some of them have maybe taken some of those out, but in most cases, I need to have them shift their lifestyle and take gluten and dairy for sure out of the diet and sugar. Those are the three big ones I see the most often in the ladies that I work with osteoporosis. So you need to make sure that your nutrients get there. And the way they get there from mouth to bone is the journey that they take to get there. So when you run functional labs, you get a really good idea of what does that journey look like. One of the labs that I run the most often is a stool lab. With this stool lab, I get so much information. I get information on intestinal health. I get to see pancreatic enzyme secretion. I get to see steatocrit, which is a fat marker in the stool. I also see the local gut secretory IgA, which is a local gut immune function to see what's going on with your gut immunity. Do you have a strong immune system in your gut, which is the first line of defense, or do you have a lot of inflammation taking place currently in your gut? Because if that's happening inside the body, then the body is not focusing on building bones, or actually those factors contribute to bones dissolving and bone loss. So the stool lab is a way to look at your gut and what is happening with your digestion. Are you digesting? Do you have the enzymes? Do you have too much fat in your stool? What does your local gut immune function look like? And then there's some markers on the species or the bacteria that live in our gut that are bone health protective. And some of those species actually are stimulating the bone building cells. Some of them make vitamins that are important for bone health, making sure you have sufficient good bone building bacteria. and not too many bone dissolving bacteria in your gut. So we get some markers on that as well. Then there's also bacteria, parasites, yeast overgrowth, because if we have that in our body, then the body is managing that, not focusing on building bones. So a stool lab is one of the labs that I run the most often. If I were to run one lab, that probably would be one of the top two labs that I would recommend to run. With the information that's gathered there, then you get the customized protocol. And it is customized because no two labs are the same. No two tests are the same. No two ladies are the same. So what are your issues? From this, you are able to customize your probiotics, some of your supplementation. Maybe there's something that needs to be managed first. If you have an overgrowth of yeast or bacteria and your body is laden with that, with managing that, it's not going to focus on bone building. And again, those undercurrent root causes, that would be some of the root causes, that would be dysbiosis and triggering inflammation, those are actually contributing to bone loss. So not only will you not focus on the bone building, but you have this low grade, or in some cases, even more stimulation of bone loss. So the stool lab gives information about your bacteria, your, if you have parasites, yeast, what's going on there. So it's a really great lab to run, and then to get the customized protocol. It's not about just going and saying, here's the lab, or having someone run it for you. And what I find is a lot of ladies that come to me say they're starting to work with a functional doctor. And maybe some of these MDs, the functional MDs, are running some of these labs on them. But in my experience, in many cases, the labs are being run, but the protocols are not understood on what to give as a follow-up for those labs. Now, of course, I'm not saying all, because there's ladies that have received some great protocols after they received the labs and the information. But I can tell when they come to me and they say, oh, well, my doctor said this, or I had this lab run and here's what I have. You have to be able to interpret that lab and put together the protocol and the process. If you find multiple layers of things you need to manage in your body, then there's a process to do that. It's not just here's 2 months and then you're done. And that's one of the things I would say, is that when I start working with women, they say, wow, I thought I was just going to do this and then that was it. I was going to do something for 2 months and then I'm okay. It is a lifestyle disease. Bone loss, metabolism, bone metabolism is happening all day, every day. And there are many factors that contribute to bone building and bone dissolving. The stimulation of the osteoblasts, the bone building cells, or the stimulation of the osteoclasts, the cleanup cells, that's multifactorial inside your body. And so when you find whatever you find on the stool lab, it might be that first we're going to get to this, then we're going to start to support that. So if you have leaky gut, if you have inflammation, if you're not digesting fat well, you have inflammatory dysbiosis, you potentially have markers that could be indicating SIBO, or even inflammatory bowel disease or inflammatory bowel syndrome, IBS and IBD. We can see all of that inflammation. There may be some, there's also a blood marker, an occult blood, which would be an indication of potential fissures, polyps, potentially, in some cases, stomach cancer. And some of the bacteria that we identify in the stool lab, you know, with the gut microbiome, is really the last 20 years is where the studies have been. So it's an emerging field of study, and lots is coming. We're learning more and more every day. Some of the species that are in the gut actually are responsible or play a major role in bone metabolism. So we want to make sure we have that internal balance. And that is what running functional labs gives us, is the opportunity to find the internal balance in your minerals, in your gut, in your mind, in your tissues, so that your body can focus on building and not dissolving your bones. So I like to say that as a yoga therapist, I really work on external balance for fall prevention, for fracture prevention. And as a functional health coach, I run functional labs to help ladies work to achieve internal balance that supports bone building and not bone dissolving. So the stool lab is one of my favorite. It's one of the main labs that's in my signature program, which I created, called Healthy Gut, Healthy Bones. And this is a program I put together after years of working with women, running functional labs in the bone health space, women with osteoporosis and osteopenia. Another lab that I like to run is a hair mineral. Now, the hair mineral lab is actually a soft tissue capture. So our minerals go through our bloodstream, and they're inside the bloodstream, and the bloodstream is constantly trying to maintain a specific pH. And in order to maintain that pH, the bloodstream will push out into the surrounding tissue excess, whatever it has that's excess, in order to find that balance. So the hair, as the hair is dying, as the cells are dying, they die each day. You know, May 1st, May 2nd, May 3rd, May 4th. And when we do a hair mineral capture, we capture about 2 to 3 months of growth. We look at what was your mineral status over the last 2 to 3 months. And what that gives us is the, especially the macro minerals, calcium, integral for bone health, one of the most important minerals for bone health. 99% of it is stored in your bones. Calcium, magnesium, potassium and sodium. So calcium, magnesium, potassium and sodium, four macro minerals. We start to find that internal balance there. Once you balance those four, then the secondary and tertiary minerals will start to balance out. The selenium, boron, manganese, phosphorus, really critical to bone health, iron, copper, all of the other minerals that play a vital role internally in your internal biochemical balance. There's also some heavy metal toxic markers there. So maybe current exposure, you can start making some lifestyle changes to minimize your exposure to toxins. Toxicity is a root cause of bone loss. And if your body is managing toxins and your toxic load, it's not going to be focusing on bone building. And actually that contributes to bone loss. So a hair mineral lab is something that I run. And that actually is another lab I include in my Healthy Gut, Healthy Bones program, because I think that those two labs, the stool and the hair mineral, are a very important way for us to get an indication on that journey of mouth to bones and for you to get a customized, individualized approach, because there is so much information out there. And we are all trying to do the best we can. Do I take calcium? Do I take vitamin D? If I do, how much do I take? What form do I take? Vitamin K? How much vitamin K do I need? Should I take vitamin K? Magnesium? How much magnesium? What form of magnesium? And so with all the information out there, how much protein, oxalates, phytates, all of this information that exists out there, it's not about just bringing stuff into your body, because you have to make sure that you're actually metabolizing, digesting, absorbing, and breaking that down. And that's where I see the issues in almost all of the labs that I run on women with osteoporosis, is that they don't have a healthy enough gut to digest all of those supplements. And then you tax your liver, because the liver has to manage everything. When whatever comes into your body goes into the small intestines, it's actually absorbed into the hepatic portal system, goes to the liver, and the liver decides, does this go into the bloodstream for the kidneys to urinate out, or to the colon to be pooped out, or into the bloodstream to either be sweat out of your skin or breathed out of your lungs. And so the liver has to manage all of that. So you're overburdening your liver. And that's another area that I see when I run functional labs on women, is some of those toxic aspects. In the stool lab, there's a marker in there that shows us a retoxification marker that can give me some indications of what's going on in someone's liver health as well. So the stool is one of my favorites, the hair mineral, and a second favorite. And my program, Healthy Gut, Healthy Bones, has those two labs. I start off with those two labs, and then I give the customized protocol. It could be a 2-month protocol, a 3-month protocol, a 6-month protocol if we find a lot of dysbiosis or yeast or parasites. And so then from there, there's the other factors. Then you learn the lifestyle components with that as well. So immediately, what do you need to manage and work on now to stop contributing to bone loss? And then what's the maintenance look like? What's the lifestyle approach once you go from there? So truly a customized approach just for you. No two sessions that I give are the same. There may be some generalizations of some things when it comes to the lifestyle components, but when it comes to the lab components, I do not see the same thing in every woman. There's also a thorough intake process that I do when I run functional labs, because it's not just about treating the labs. The labs give us information. And then we also need information on who's the person with these labs. So I do a thorough intake. And from that, I can step back with the information I gather in the intake of symptomology, what body systems look like they're struggling the most. Do you have problems with oxidation, with digestion, with hormones in your nervous system, psychological? And I can see, looking at a paper, when I, even if I have not yet spoken with someone, if I can see the intake forms that I give them, I can see, okay, here's some areas we need to work on, or here's some areas, or, oh, I see this here or this here. And so the intake forms give a lot of information for me as well. And then the stool and the hair mineral, I can get a really good picture of what is happening inside your body. What can we start to manage to find that internal balance, to stop bone dissolving and instead focus on bone building? And then I retest. I retest with the hair mineral. So the Healthy Gut, Healthy Bones program starts with two tests. I put women on protocols. Then we come about 4 or 5 months later and retest. And almost 95% of the time, there's positive movement everywhere in their hair mineral. More absorption of nutrients is taking place. And then we also see some areas that, okay, we need to work here. And then that gives another direction and more clues of, now we need to start bringing in these behaviors, because it is a lifestyle approach. So there's many areas that we can focus on. And maybe we focus on this now, and then we need to go to the next one. So those are the labs that I run, and that's why I put together the Healthy Gut, Healthy Bones. It's a great basic place to begin to look at yourself from a functional lens and to look inside and to see what is it that you need for now to turn the ship around, to stop losing more bone than you're building bone. There are other functional labs that I run. My next layer of labs is an organic acids test. This is a urine test that looks at the metabolism of different aspects in your body. What I find on here is potential mold exposure, yeast. I find some neurotransmitters, some vitamins. And especially if I've ran a stool lab and an organic acid test, I can get a really deep dive into the state of this person's gut. Because without a healthy gut, you cannot have healthy bones. A healthy gut leads to healthy bones. And healthy bones are good quality, strong, dense bones that are fracture proof or fracture resistant. And that's what we all want, especially if you have a diagnosis of osteoporosis. When you get that diagnosis, there's a feeling of being out of control and a inquisitive mind of, what is happening inside my body? Why am I losing bone? That's what happens. With that diagnosis, with that number, whatever it is you see, osteopenia, osteoporosis, whatever it is you see, you start to go in your mind and think, what is happening? Why is that happening? And how do you know where to look? So where you can look, how you know how to look, is by running functional labs, because it points fingers at different aspects. And then there's specific functional labs to look at specific areas. And when it comes to bone health, these are the best labs to run for bone health. Now, I know that some labs being run out there in the conventional medicine space, there's some urine markers and blood markers looking at bone breakdown markers. But what I would say about them is this: those tests were developed to monitor medications, because medications work at a quicker rate because they specifically target osteoclasts, especially the bisphosphonates. They are specifically looking at osteoclasts. So you can actually monitor with some of the blood tests that are being run, is this being effective in the short run? What I would say, though, is we're not looking at the normal woman and what her markers are. We're looking at women with osteoporosis. How do we know that drinking coffee last night or alcohol last night didn't contribute to it? How about a very stressful morning? Maybe that's going to lead to more bone loss. What about a really acidic type meal? And although food, you know, not so correlated with metabolic acidosis, which is going to contribute to bone dissolving, yet it does have some of a role, because high animal consumption, and I'm not saying to not eat animal protein, but high, for those that are doing excessive protein shakes and a lot of animal protein, that is going to be have a negative effect. So we're not testing that blood And I think that's important, is that we test all, if we're going to look at those conventional medicine markers, then for bone breakdown, we need to know what is average and what are all the things that contribute to that marker itself, because it was designed to monitor medications, osteoporosis medications. So the next tier of tests would be the organic acid first, and then I'd do a serum or a blood test for food sensitivities. The blood test that I run looks at the whole food, which is what many of them look at. And when people come to me with the doctors, some of their doctors have run food tests, they're looking at whole food. So they're looking at corn and strawberries and nuts, but they're looking at the whole form of the nut or the strawberry. Your body, your immune system doesn't see the strawberry in its whole form or the nut in its whole form or the corn in its whole form. Your immune system sees the digested strawberry, digested nut, digested corn in its broken down form. So I run a food sensitivity lab called a Zoomer that looks at the broken down form of gluten and of dairy and of grains and of lectins. And we see the immune response. What did your body react to? Your IgA, IgE, IgM, IgG markers. These are immunoglobulin markers. So we get a immune response. And from there, if you're triggering or stimulating inflammation with the foods, which is one of the biggest ways we do trigger inflammation is through food. If you are triggering inflammation with food, then let's stop bringing that food in and stop that inflammation, because that is one of the factors behind your bone loss. So the food sensitivity test, another test that I love to run. Another test that I can run and run on women that are in my bigger programs where I work with them for a year, and we really look at as many factors as possible when it comes to osteoporosis, is a urine and saliva lab. And this is called a Dutch dried urine test complete hormone, I believe is what it's called, panel. And it looks at saliva. It looks at a true stress cortisol reading. It does a 5-point cortisol, not one day at 10 a.m. on Monday, like you get in your blood, or at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday, because that is at that time of the day, here was your cortisol. We don't want to know that. We want to know, what is your pattern? What does your day look like? What are your adrenals? How are your adrenals managing stress? What is your internal circadian rhythm, your internal biochemical dance? Because that's your internal balance. So the Dutch test looks at a morning collection, 30 minutes later, 1 hour later. Then there's a mid-afternoon capture and an evening capture. From that, those first three, 80% of your total cortisol output is secreted in the morning. Want to make sure that that's the proper spike that it should be and proper amount. Then we want to see this nice pattern going down. And at night, we don't want to see an elevation. If there's an elevation in cortisol, that's another indicator that potentially there's some gut issues, maybe some gut overgrowth or something happening with your gut microbes. So that will give us a lot of great information. That test gives estrogen, testosterone, progesterone. So we get to see your hormones, DHEA, and then we get to see the metabolized cortisol and then the free cortisol. So we get to see, is your cortisol being converted to cortisone, which is an anti-inflammatory, meaning that there's a lot of inflammation inside your body. We also in that lab get to see the metabolism of your androgens, which are your male hormones or the male hormones, and the estrogens. And so then we get to see liver function and what pathway is your body preferencing its metabolism of estrogen. Because there's one pathway that's a more carcinogenic pathway, and we want to make sure that you're on the correct pathway. And then this will give some indication of potential methylation issues. It also gives some indication of what we need to support. And there's a few more oxidative markers on that as well, oxidative stress markers. So from these labs, we get a tremendous look under the hood, so to speak, at your internal environment, at your internal balance or imbalance, at where are the root causes and the triggers of your osteoporosis. Why do you have osteoporosis? That's the question we want to ask ourselves when we get diagnosed, whether it's osteoporosis or osteopenia. Why do I have osteopenia? Why do I have osteoporosis? And then wherever that number is, how are you going to find that out? The only way you find out is to look deeper in your body. It's not in a conventional blood test. There are markers in the conventional blood test that we need. I also run a comprehensive wellness panel, which looks at thyroid, not just the thyroid markers that are the typical, not just the TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, which is a pituitary marker. That's the pituitary talking to your thyroid. Is your pituitary communicating? Most cases, yes. Then we look at T4, the thyroid hormone that's secreted by the thyroid. Is your thyroid secreting hormone? You want to see that level. But that's not the usable form of thyroid. The usable form is it gets converted to T3. It loses one of its iodine molecules. T4 to T3, one iodine molecule is lost. And the liver has a role in that because the liver helps to convert the T3 to T4. So we look at the T3, also reverse T3, TPO, some of the antibodies that can be produced by the thyroid. The other markers that are in the comprehensive wellness panel that I run, a C-reactive protein, which is a cardiac inflammatory marker, your D levels, magnesium and serum, which is one of the best ways to look at your magnesium levels. There is a urinalysis that accompanies this as well. There's a whole lipid profile. So looking at cholesterol and the other markers that are important for cholesterol as well. Fasting insulin marker to look for blood sugar regulation and management, because that is an important for all metabolic processes internally and plays a role in bone health. So functional lab testing helps you to look deeper. Now, functional lab testing, it's not about just running the lab. It's not about looking for where can I get that lab. You have to have not only the lab, but the interpretation of the lab. And if you're have bone, if this is a bone health issue, then you want to have somebody look at it that specializes in bone health and is looking through a bone health lens. Because when I look at these labs, everything I look at is for bone metabolism and what is going to affect bone metabolism here. Now, when I run a lab on a 20-year-old, that's not my lens. When I run a 20-year-old, I'm looking for thyroid or hormone balance. So it really depends on where you are. And with osteoporosis, you want to make sure that it's from that lens. Running functional labs, taking that data, creating your customized protocol. That is the true way to answer the question, why do I have osteoporosis? So as a functional health coach, I don't see any other way truly to get a picture as to what's happening. I think running a REMS, an ultrasound, to get your bone quality score, bone toughness score, to give you an indication of what's really going on inside there, how much mineral density and structure do you have inside your bones, super important. And then looking at your gut, and then looking at your minerals, and maybe looking at food sensitivities, or were you exposed to mold, or do you have yeast? I see a lot of yeast issues in the population that I work with. I see a lot of H. pylori in the population that I work with. I see higher levels than my contemporaries see. When I get together in groups with my contemporaries and I ask questions, do you find this? They do not find the levels of certain things that I find in ladies that have osteoporosis. So doing the lab testing, figuring out what's going on, and then learning from someone that specializes, this is what I do, in the protocols to get you back on track and the lifestyle that supports bone remodeling, bone building. So that's what I do as a functional health coach. I get asked this question often. I found my program that I'm certified in. It's called Functional Diagnostic Nutrition. I'm a practitioner in this program. I started this in 2014 because I was walking through quicksand. I was perimenopausal. I felt so blah with zero energy. I was so excited when I ran my 5 functional labs and I uncovered what I uncovered. I went on my protocol. I ate what I was supposed to eat, didn't eat what I wasn't supposed to eat, and took the supplements I needed to take, made the lifestyle changes, and then retested. Couldn't believe it. Lost 10 pounds in the process, because one of the side effects of healing your gut is weight loss. And most of the women I work with, that is something they want. And then, of course, if you don't have a lot to lose, and there's ways to make sure you don't lose weight if that's not something that you're needing or wanting. So I found this program, I ran functional labs, and that was it for me. I was, wow, how can you do it any other way? How can you uncover what's going wrong? What's off in your body that is contributing to a disease or even dysfunction, which is what happens before disease? So My Healthy Gut, Healthy Bones is the program that is offered 3 times a year. It's a group program. There's a group component. And if you decide to run functional labs, there's a functional lab component to that as well. So if you'd like more information on my website, I have information for that. Look to see when the next one is coming up. Or if you want to work with me privately and do one of my other programs, book a call with me and let's talk about your specific needs, because it really is individual. Individualized, customized medicine is the medicine of the future. And functional medicine is the medicine of the future, because we want to be preventative and proactive in our approach to our overall health and especially to our bone health. What I really want to get across and what is my mission is that disease is reversible. Heart disease is reversible. Diabetes is reversible. When you make all the lifestyle changes, they're metabolic diseases. Osteoporosis is a metabolic disease. It is reversible. Depending on where you are in that realm, and depending on what's going on inside your body and where you are in your level or your state of disease or dysfunction, you can reverse, you can heal either completely or support and move towards having less bone loss. So it is possible. I have women that reverse osteoporosis, reverse bone loss. Tell me how grateful they are that they found me, that they are so happy to have learned this information, and they feel in control. And they are in control, because you are in control of your bone health. Getting that diagnosis is a wake-up call to you better do something. Just like somebody having a heart attack is a wake-up call. You need to change your diet. You need to change your lifestyle. Or somebody getting diagnosed with diabetes, you need to change things here for those who want to. Same thing with osteoporosis. Osteoporosis, you need to change some things. And if you really want to change as many factors as possible that leads to your bone loss, run functional labs and find out why you have bone loss in the first place. I'm Debbie Robinson, functional health coach, yoga therapist. I am the guide in your Stronger Bones lifestyle journey, whether it's through the podcast or through my programs I offer. I want to empower women to take control of their bone health, to not feel like it's hopeless or that you need to take the medications that are being offered to you. In some cases, maybe not very many cases, especially when you start talking to functional medicine doctors, not very many cases. So more than likely you fit into the not very many cases category. And if that's you, then get in touch with me and let's run some functional labs and let's turn the ship around on your bone loss. Thank you so much for listening to Stronger Bones Lifestyle Podcast. Bone loss is not an inevitable part of aging. We don't have to just wait for it to happen. There is so much that you can do. And that is what you will learn each week on the show. Go to my website, debbierobinson.com. If you want more information about what was shared in today's episode, at the bottom of this episode in the show notes, there will be links to whatever was shared. Please subscribe to this podcast. Share this podcast with your friends, your family, or any women that you think may be interested or benefit from the information we're sharing. Please rate the podcast. And if you have any questions you'd like asked or answered, I would love to hear from you. Let's do this, ladies. Let's change the way the world views osteoporosis and slow down, stop, or reverse our bone loss, take charge, and show other ladies what is possible. Thank you so much for joining me.